a small tickle now that I did that. Look, I think that was part of the problem.
It's fine.
Welcome, everyone. I've, like, made things worse. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
Okay. Well, welcome to your monthly horoscope. We are coming at you for February of 2020, the second installment of this new year in full-fledged Aquarius season happening live, which if you hadn't picked up on is half of the show. Shout out to our February Aquarian, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my time.
Oh, it's your time to
shine. It's my time.
It's also on the day of this recording. It's my other favorite Aquarian, my sister. It's her birthday today. So she's a January Aquarius.
She is indeed one of the few. Well, there's a handful.
I got one in Jan. I got one in Feb. Like, I just put my Aquarian energy around me in a way that I'm really grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on that note of, like, truly it being your time to shine. Mm-hmm. I can't stop doing that. Also, just as a sidebar, but somebody talked about how annoying it is when people sing when they talk, and I felt publicly shamed at something I was at recently. So that's
fine. You just got to let certain things roll off of you. Just roll right off.
I'm a sing talker. Here we all are. So on that note, you should tell us about what's going on in your season. Which also is the time of, like, Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, anyway.
Just happened. Welcome to February, everyone. We're almost. Here we go. First of all, not to humble brag, because this isn't the sort of thing I like to be right about, but I just have to call out the accuracy of last month's horoscope episode.
Oh, no. I mean, go ahead. Thank you.
Major power shifts were afoot, as we mentioned, on par with Pearl Harbor or the end of a dynasty. I'm not saying that I predicted what happened with Iran because that feels bad, but I just wanted
to highlight
our reading with some hindsight. So,
right. And, like, we didn't predict it. I mean, as much as we quoted other people who predicted it, because we're not astrologers.
We gathered. But, you know, yes, we gathered and reorganized information and brought it to you. And it was unfortunately correct. So
it was really accurate in a way that was kind of stressful to me.
I'm not saying treat us as a reputable source.
What?
Or deity.
My apologies. Okay.
But maybe we'll be right this month too. So without further ado.
We can't know until later, but we're going to try.
Now that I've validated the podcast as an oracle, here's what we got going on in February. So Aquarius season, as we mentioned, this is my time. So get ready for a month full of airy, intellectual / mystical vibes. Not just for me, but for everyone. Everybody's going to feel some of that, which is great.
All right.
It'll also be Pisces season later this month, and Pisces is getting a lot of planetary action this month, so get ready to be directed by your dreams, visions, and intuition. Lots of intuition this month.
Okay, I like that.
I like that very much. It is truly. So Mercury enters Pisces on the 3rd, and during this period, our thoughts will become clearer through a dialogue with others, and we can use the power of our words to advise or make peace with people in our lives. Harmonious energies. That's good.
I like that. I like that.
Mars will stimulate all of the zodiacs mid-month. And this could be profitable, maybe financially or for status or power.
Oh, I like that. Hopefully financially. Listen, this is the time of year when the W-2s come through. And I am hoping for, you know, a decent-sized tax return. So perhaps.
Hey, yeah, maybe you're all going to do your taxes mid-month and get a nice little return. We'll see. My W-2s
really fucked up. I really advocate for doing your taxes really early. It's what I do. So.
As soon as you can, especially if you got kids in college so that they can do their FAFSA, do it. Anyway.
That's right.
Mercury will also go into retrograde. Austin will probably tell you a little more about when, but this will bring on a period of inspiration, imagination. I know it gets a bad reputation, Mercury in retrograde, but we're in Pisces season and we're just going to have a moment to breathe. Maybe not so much motion, but increased creativity and artistic sense. That's nice.
I like that very much.
This time it will be a time of emotional reflection, changes with heaps of intuition for all, probably just for some, actually. But it could be for all if we would all just use a little more of our
minds. Seems like a good
time
to trust your gut is my takeaway.
Trust your gut in February. And it's love time, so just listen to your inner self, you know?
Yeah, but don't get too caught up in the love time. Like, single people, take care of yourself and, like, don't feel weird about it, you know?
Oh, no. Yeah, actually, I didn't even necessarily mean because of VD looming ahead. I just meant more this empathetic, intuitive Aquarius and Pisces season.
Okay. I'm here for that.
So when what are some dates that we should be aware of?
Well, let's talk about it. Because to your point, we do have some lovey shit going on that is not, you know, to do at all with St. Valentine. So, starting with February 3rd, let's talk about it. Mercury is entering Pisces, and this is a time really thematically about love and communication, to your point. So, jot it down. On the 7th, our bruh Venus enters Aries, and this is also a really another love kind of moment, I guess we should say, about taking the lead in love on the 7th. Jot that down.
We can't maybe it's all time take, to take the lead, but...
We can't, but if you're listening, maybe you should. We can't know. Listen, we can't. We can't all do it. We can't know which one of you is going to do it.
But not everyone will, so you go ahead and do it.
You go ahead with that, right? On the 9th, we've got a full moon in a Leo. A time to kind of close some fun chapters, but it's not a bad thing. Hmm. On the 16th, Mars enters Capricorn. It's a great time to pursue leadership.
Oh.
To your earlier point, you know, maybe this is time to like hustle some stuff at your job. Are you maybe perhaps seeking that promotion? Maybe this is the time to really seek that leadership role.
Snatch it up.
On the 17th, this is where we see Mercury retrograde in Pisces.
Mm.
This is a good time to review any kind of karmic lessons you feel like you have experienced or, you know, maybe are still processing from recent
soul
times.
Soul cycles, yes.
Yeah. Not the gym class, but
nope,
you know.
Nope.
On the 18th, Sun enters Pisces. This is a time that's about self-compassion and karma. Be gentle with yourself, and if you're not gentle with others, it might bite you in the ass. So ooh. Jot that one down. Okay.
Heard.
And on February the 23rd, rounding out the month, we've got that new moon in Pisces. This is a time for loving new beginnings. Chase that into the tail end of February and as we enter Pisces season as well.
Excellent. I'm
kind of excited about a lot of the love vibes and things in the air.
Yeah, it's been a rough time lately, not gonna lie. Like, astrologically, there's been like a lot of activity. I feel like every time we've done like a reading, if you will, it's been about like big changes or like implementing like new things and like working harder, faster, stronger. And this is finally one that's like, and now we're going to breathe and like just think about empathy for a while.
I mean, I straight up love
and
that.
It's not
I'm
just
into
that,
as a vibe.
But it is definitely a present vibe and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's a good time to think about it and it's a good time to, you know, I don't know. I think oftentimes I have lately subscribed to being on a fiscal calendar. I always think January is going to feel calmer than after like the holiday season.
Never does.
And then it really doesn't. But February feels like really just a good time for a little bit of self-care, settling into things, giving up on weird resolutions you made and pursuing better intentions.
It is the time where you hone the resolutions. You made the weird lofty ones that are shaming and now you're like, okay, so maybe only two of these work in a lesser way. And now I have my real resolution.
What we're saying is leave your keto diet in January, okay?
Yeah, just like moisturize better.
Well, on all these positive notes, I want to get the ball rolling with... I'm going to speak first to a sign, which, listen up, I'm talking to you, sweet Cancers. You were not the best month ever, and you know that because...
But you were very
I'm talking
close.
About you first, but you were like the runner-up. It was almost you, so I thought we could jump into this joyous-ish and tell you about what's going on, because February is certainly going to be your month in pretty much every possible way. So, jot it down. Work-wise, at the beginning of the month, there might be some proposals that could change your professional situation. And maybe you've been somebody who has been waiting a long time for that, sweet Cancer.
Hmm.
Listen, as soon as it turns out that the changes can be beneficial, and what I'm saying is do your homework and make sure the changes are the right ones, then don't wait to implement. Jump in on it. Do your research and then go. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the second week of the month... You might receive a proposal for a few days departure, maybe a little vacation, maybe a little time to get out of town, okay? Take advantage of it because it will be an opportunity for you to meet some new people. And those folks that you could encounter on this trip would be great additions to your life and would just maybe be people whose company you really enjoyed, even if it was fleeting.
Hey, and out of town friends means maybe you have somewhere to stay next time you go to that location.
That's great. That's real. In terms of your dollar bills, mm-hmm. at the end of the month, analyze your financial situation. The stars kind of foretell this period as maybe an auspicious time to start all kinds of investments, which could allow you a bit of madness in the coming new year. So do with that what you will, yeah. right? Your relationship with your partner, if you are coupled off crab, will stabilize in the middle of the month. During this time, pay more attention to your at-home affairs and the pleasures that you truly glean from them and associate with them. Okay? Mm-hmm. In general, put down some social events on your calendar, okay? Get them on the books, make it happen, make the plans. You're going to regain harmony and a sense of fulfillment all across the month in all areas of life. Whoa. Because love and creative activities are abundant, okay?
Amazing.
Not only will you feel happier, but your self-esteem will also increase. And penciling in these social things is going to be a big part of that. So take the trip. Chase the promotion at work or the new opportunities after you make sure, you know, you vet it a little bit. But, like, shit is coming up crab, okay, Cancer? Aww, this is a good month for you.
They're all coming out of the sand.
That's right. Maybe out of their shells. We can't know.
Probably not, Jamie, but maybe.
Who are we talking about next?
I always start with Aries, top of the zodiac, top of the alphabet. Here we go.
Let's do it. It's actually not the top of the alphabet, though, of signs.
Aquarius, I'll continue to think that it is. QRS.
Well, it's not. Okay.
You know what? That's you're right.
I know.
You're right. Okay. So, Aries, you'll have a lot of meetings and social opportunities this month, many of which may be important to your career or matters of the heart. So, really all across the board.
That's nice.
Fortunately, you will be feeling that your popularity is steadily increasing day by day, all month, rising to the top. But
maybe about to be an influencer. We can't know.
Hey, maybe you are about to be an influencer. Yeah. Keep your eyes and ears open, though. Don't be too reckless in your choices. Observe those around you. Try to be a little reflective in regards to your own behavior. But do continue to say yes to those meetups, social opportunities, and be confident because you're socially on fire. I guess pun intended.
Ooh, yes.
Around the third week of the month, a person of not your gender will be a true friend and confidant. Let your guard down with this person, lean on each other, and know that your secrets will not be betrayed.
Oh, I like that.
This is a bottom bitch, and he, she, or they will have your back. They'll comfort you and help you through this upcoming time I'm about to describe.
Okay, what's coming up?
So, around the 21st of the month, a new problem will evolve. This problem will probably come about because of a strange new shyness that you've developed for reasons that are unclear.
Ooh. Aries, what's going
on? I know. Maybe you're socially burned out, or maybe it's just the moon, but you're just going to be feeling...
We all go through waves of self-consciousness, perhaps.
Absolutely. And maybe just it's too much being Mr. Popular for the first 3 weeks. So... Mm. Open up to those close to you, your new friend especially. Invite them over for a small party at your home with your significant other or a couple close friends. And just get wild in the comfort of your own home with people you can really let your guard down with. But mostly, Aries, it's a fun month, socially especially. Who's next?
Do it up. Well, next, you know, I like to start with myself oftentimes. Mm-hmm. It really allows me to be present. I get it over with and then I can...
God, you're not just waiting to talk about yourself. Yep.
Yeah.
Like a true
Gemini. So
here,
I'm bringing it to Geminis. Listen. And my rising sign's Cancer, so they're usually up front too. Mm-hmm. So you're welcome.
You're welcome,
it's also
actually.
My moon sign. It's fine. It's fine. It's all fine. Geminis, my fellow gems. Okay. February is going to bring you much more pleasant moments than some of the previous months, especially in professional matters. I like the sound of this. Okay. So work, however this is going to happen for you, you shouldn't postpone everything, okay? You're going to have a lot of options ahead of you, which is why you need to pursue your goals, and you need to pursue them ambitiously and consistently, but, like, maintain a little bit of common sense, okay? So charge full speed ahead in your professional endeavors. keep a level head, but things are good. Run for it. Happiness is going to be especially conducive to you, and you're going to find out about it when you are starting some prudent ventures, okay?
Good for you.
Do what you enjoy and what you're passionate about, and it doesn't have to be stuff that's a necessity. Looking at you, millennials, enjoy your hobbies. Not everything has to be a side hustle. Okay, bringing it in. Think about what you've maybe put in the background for a long time, sweet gems, and it doesn't matter if it's related to your job or it's just a hobby. Doesn't have to be lucrative. Okay, kids, think about what you've been setting aside and what you'd like to return to, because now could be a really great time. There's a time to fulfill yourself. Personally, it's a good time.
Amazing.
Also, money-wise, you know what? I can't say too terribly much about finances, but it might be a month in which you're trying to spend a little bit. And by spend a little bit, I mean it might be a month to buy a car.
Oh.
I can't know.
Whoa.
But it might be the time. Something if you're equal thinking value, about perhaps. It. Yeah, listen, could be a big purchase thing, but particularly in your transportation realm. If you've been thinking about it, you've been doing the research, now might be the time to strike.
Mm-hmm.
The
boat,
iron
maybe.
Perhaps is hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or the anchor.
And shout out to you, sweet gems. If you've recently made friends with perhaps a interesting person, honestly, do everything possible to keep this relationship as long as you can. It's a good one. Okay. At the end of the month, some confusion may arise, but don't be provoked by stupid rumors. Okay. This is a good time to remind yourself to not believe everything you hear. You're going to be fine. And don't succumb to maybe a little bit of the gossip. And listen, Geminis, we know we love gossip.
Love it.
Okay. We love gossip, Geminis. Okay. So, cool your jets, don't believe everything you hear, invest in your friends, invest in your hobbies, do it up. Now is your time to shine. And listen, whatever's going on at work, a good time to hustle for it. Who are we talking about next?
Let's do Leo. All right, Leos, this month you will be spending extravagantly.
Oh, Leos.
Be aware of that, but I feel like I've said this to you before, but like, luckily through your extravagant spending, you'll be clever enough to turn that spending into a sort of financial boomerang. So you'll find a new...
That's how Leos stay looking good. Leos are always like a little bit opulent and looking good.
And like maybe doing an MLM that's working for them. I don't know. But this month, you'll find a new source of income through your extravagant spending. So maybe now you're an influencer. Maybe you and your Aries friend are influencers. So you'll have luck in career and finances, as I mentioned, this month, as well as any personal projects you take on. Leo, I have to say, you were another runner-up for best month.
Oh, many runners-up. Honestly, strong months for a lot of us.
Very strong. You'll also meet another Leo who you'll bond with hard. You'll have plenty of time for long conversations. You may even do a project together. There will be tons of energy. And it's just a refreshing friendship. So congratulations.
Your powers combined. I love that.
I know. And then I'm like, oh, it's great also for the other Leo. So that continues to be Leo power. Anyway, something you did a little while ago will also boomerang back to you in the form of some kind of attention, which we know you love.
Who doesn't?
This may be good attention or it may be bad attention because I don't know what you did. But whenever...
We can't know what you did last summer. We can try, but we can't know.
Maybe you wrote a book. Maybe you buried a body.
Maybe you killed someone.
I don't know what you did last summer, but it's coming back and you'll receive good or bad attention for it, regardless of the kind of attention. Just think carefully about what you mean and then really stick to your guns about it, because apparently that's the way to either continue to receive praise and accolades or wriggle out of a bad situation. So
listen, truly advice we can all enjoy.
It is. It is. Who are we talking about next?
Ugh, sweet Virgos, coming for you. Listen, in February, there's honestly not going to be a lot of time for you to relax.
Checks out.
You are going to have to start working hard from the beginning of the month, okay? Bear with me.
Start
more realistically at work and assess what could be happening in your immediate environment and draw conclusions that can be a recipe for the future, especially in these professional matters. But, like, don't get crazy. Don't act too hastily. Let your steps be carefully thought out, okay? After the first half of the month, a person born under the sign of Capricorn or Cancer could be on your way. Listen, this person might be perhaps characterized as, you know, maybe more traditional, even more conservative in their views than you. Mm-hmm. But they are going to have a huge, huge impact on you. Okay. Make sure you don't allow yourself too much extravagance in this person's company, because instead of encouraging this person to stick with you and enjoy the opulence, it will scare them away.
This is a very conservative person.
Don't lead with your wallet, okay? Truly advice we can all enjoy. This energy that will be distracting to you, perhaps, from this person, it's why you're going to need to use your work and to hustle for it to make sure that you're really, you know, keeping some kind of focus on your health, not letting stress deteriorate any of your well-being this month, okay? Mm-hmm. So don't forget about the people who are in your closest environments. Perhaps you've maybe recently neglected some of your more close and stable relationships. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to do. And this is truly advice we can all enjoy, because sometimes it's easy to neglect the people that, you know, we're not worried about. Yep. But this is a gentle reminder to not forget about these folks. And listen, let your actions be bold but reasonable this month. Through your innate intuition, you can make super wise decisions, and that's important. But for this to happen, they're going to need to be carefully thought out in February. So don't lead with your purse strings. Don't be afraid by this conservative or traditional valued Cancer or Cap who's coming your way. And don't act hastily. But as you kind of stride forward with a little bit of forethought, you're going to crush it. I feel good about you. Don't get sick, though. Stress is like totally the number one cause of illness.
It is indeed.
Who are we talking about next?
Your most favorite, Scorpio.
Barf.
So this month is a great time to plan a trip for business or pleasure. I don't know if maybe you're hanging out with a Cancer, going on a little second week, mid-month trip.
I mean, Cancers and Scorpios.
Water signs.
Ideally, a nice match, so people say. But as a double Cancer behind my Gemini, I just don't know if I subscribe to this. Keep going.
I feel like Cancers that I know kind of are wary of Scorpios. But Scorpios also get the worst rap, so maybe everyone's just programmed.
I think everyone should be wary of Scorpios. I'm just saying, and I'm saying this is also the other worst rap of the Zodiac as a Gemini, so you're welcome.
You do actually get a lot of shit. So do I. Everyone thinks I'm mean, but what? Maybe I am. I'm aloof. Not on purpose.
I mean, we could, but listen.
It's for a different show. So Scorpio, you will finally be able to breathe a little. Work will chill out for the first portion of the month. Make sure you keep up with your little life things, though, because for some reason you're going to have a tendency to neglect like things around the house, little shit that you have to do, and it will pile up: dishes, taxes, shower scum, etc. So
be careful.
Be careful. It's an easy way to get depressed is to let those things go. I do that all the time, so don't do it.
Letting your chores run rampant is depressing, because then you're like in your own mess, in your own filth. And that is, again, truly advice we can all
enjoy. But no surprise, Scorpios, you'll be horny as hell for the first week of this month.
You always are.
You often are. You'll be out and about with friends and acquaintances and probably be able to find a couple of hot bodies to bring home.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, you'll be out and about.
I mean, I do root for that. Listen, I want everyone to get laid, even the Scorpios, but I want them to get laid less, you know?
Sure. You can keep rooting for that. I have no feel. They can do what they want. But as the month goes on, you may develop a steamy but stormy romance with one of these individuals. Oh. This will be disrupted, unfortunately, by a project that you are wanting to finish. Feelings of your time being torn between this stormy romance and this thing that you really fucking are worried about finishing. So keep up with your social engagements. Refresh yourself this month. Health will be mostly good. And as a special fun side note, this may be an especially good time for cosmetic procedures. So think about that.
Oh, okay. I mean, I have some friends having some cosmetic surgery situations.
In February?
This window?
Yeah, it's apparently a good time for a couple people.
Okay, noted. I was going to say, I don't know what this person's sign is, but now I need to do my further research anyway.
Yeah, so that's all for Scorpio. Scorpio. Who's next?
Ugh, Libras. Sweet Libras.
That's my moon sign.
Beautiful air sign, you.
Mm. Oh, I'm too many air signs.
Listen, this podcast is full of air energy. Yeah. So, Libras, you will feel the flow of your practical skills as well as objectivity and efficiency this month.
About time.
Which I love. Oh. Listen, you're a little emotional. You're like the rest of us, but it's time to shine objectively and efficiently. So that's how you can achieve your dreams that perhaps you had last month. This is going to be a month that you're maybe seeing some things come to fruition. If you felt like, oh, I made these resolutions, but like I couldn't nail it down, this is the time that you're really going to nail things down. You're going to be able to see some things to completion. And I'm excited for you.
For the first time in your life, yeah.
Stop
I'm sorry. I love Libra. I have like a lot of Libra friends and it's my moon sign, but I don't know. I identify with not being able to nail things down. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. You're shaming yourself publicly.
Mostly,
I like it. So, God bless. So, at work, listen, everywhere, wherever you go, wherever that may be, you're going to have the opportunity to be with some folks in high positions who are going to have sincere intentions towards you, which is great because that I honestly
That's
feel
few
like is
and
rarity,
far between.
So
yeah.
I truly, truly. Yeah. So between the 13th and the 21st of February, some changes are possible, especially when it comes to your professional sphere, okay? And fortunately, we're foreseeing these changes being positive. Love that for you. It's possible that they will affect aspects such as a changing of employment or a promotion at your current gig. So like, don't let this stuff go by the wayside. But before you make any kind of decision, think carefully about the pros and cons. Truly advice we can all enjoy. Don't let any good opportunity though pass your nose, because remember, nothing happens twice. Ooh. Okay, sweet Libras. So listen, in terms of your love, pivoting away from some work and some important people to some other important people that can also sometimes be a piece of work, if you know what I'm saying, you perhaps may approach a person born under the sign of Leo or a Sagittarius. Okay. This person is going to be like a very busy and dynamic personality. Mm. It could be a very resourceful and operative person. Man, woman, they, them, with a strong psyche who can deal with any and really even the most stressful situations. This person is a hustler and they can handle their shit.
Amazing.
And you're maybe going to be impressed by that. I might even dare say that this person could be a soulmate for
you.
I might even dare say it. Okay. You're going to feel great in their company, and the friendship connections between the two of you will be loyal and true. So, hustle on your work, and like the people coming into your life, both professionally and in love, it's sincere engagements right now. So like, cast your nets far and wide. This is not a time to be untrusting, because
or passive.
The people who are crossing your paths or passive, great call. But the people who are crossing your paths are here for it, and it's not bullshit. So like, get you some Libras. Who are we talking about next?
Now it's my turn, Aquarius.
Mm.
So Aquarians, welcome. It's our time. I'm so excited about this. And in true Aquarian fashion, we should express ourselves this month. It may be time for a wardrobe upgrade. I know I've got some gift cards I'm sitting
on.
Yes, I love it. Or maybe make some changes to our appearance. I don't know. Maybe you want to change your hair or try a new style you've never tried.
I really root for a fashion, aesthetic, home, any kind of makeover situation.
Absolutely.
Even be it a montage in a film, I am here for this. If you're thinking about changing something up, be it your bedspread or your haircut, do it. But don't get bangs.
Probably
bangs.
Not. It's hard. Yeah, they're hard to deal with. But mid-month is a great time to do a wardrobe overhaul, which I'm looking forward to.
Love
I am going to do that, I believe. And perhaps...
Ooh, mid-month, that's right around your birth.
It is. Mm. So perhaps just in time for Valentine's or turning 30, which is the same day for me. But
our sweet baby Valentine. Also, fellow Aquarian energy that we haven't brought up in a moment. I just have to shout it out because now we're talking about you. Mm-hmm. Just shout out to the other Aquarius that really, his energy supports his
Unreal.
Podcast. And that man's name is Kid Cudi. Okay, carry
on.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say Rob Thomas because we share a birthday.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Oh my God, everything makes sense to me cosmically. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to shout out the sexy energy that is Kid Cudi. Shout out Cleveland. Shout out Ohioans, which is also this podcast. I love his Aquarian energy.
I do too. Anyway. I do too.
Yeah, we're here for Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi makes us want to bang. You're welcome.
Anyway, through this change and improvement, remember that you... Excuse me, we are trendsetters, Aquarians.
Ooh, yes.
So we should follow our own sense of fashion and just like watch others admire us, because you don't have to just choose a trend that exists. If you're like, hey, I have this thing, I think it's amazing, I think it's whatever, I've never seen anyone wear it, just go ahead and wear it. Pair it with some shit. See what happens. People will love it because it's you and you can do it. Anyway.
WWKCD. What would Kid Cudi do? Okay.
Yeah. Whatever he wanted. So you do that too.
Yeah, exactly.
So yes. Around the 10th, prepare yourself for a meeting with a person born under the sign of Leo or Aquarius.
Ooh, I like that.
Absolutely. I like Leos and other Aquarians. But warmth, sensitivity, and our innate intuition will be our most important assets in friendship or this potential new acquaintance, work relationship, whatever it may be. This is just going to be like a good semi-long-term buddy who's in your life, perhaps.
Okay.
However, an issue at work with our supervisor could spring up in the second half of the month.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, it's very easy for people to misunderstand Aquarians, and this attention will come from others misunderstanding our intentions. So we'll have to pay extra attention to the impact our words and actions have, and just really think about like how you're coming across. I know that we like to be in our heads.
I mean, truly advice we can all enjoy.
For sure, for sure. And I can be out of touch by accident. Like air signs, we're not always totally here. But people sometimes read that as aloof or disengaged or take it the wrong way. So I don't know. Maybe just check that behavior.
Tread softly. Be lightly introspective for a moment. I like
exactly,
it.
Exactly. That being said, we should avoid difficult or stressful situations. So avoidance for the first time ever could lead to things going our way this month. Yeah, so it's an all right month. Things might get a little tense. Just check your behavior and don't say too much and things will be okay. Who is next?
Mm. Just again, I mean, Kid Cudi, though, I just like the two hosts of this podcast would really like to bang to just like early Kid Cudi. Okay.
I know. That's all. Outdated and I love it and it's always going to be amazing.
It's timeless.
Yeah.
It's timeless. Truly. Okay. We are talking about someone else I like potentially could be sexually attracted to.
Uh-oh.
And by that, I don't mean Kid Cudi, but I'm talking about Sagittarius.
I knew it. I knew it. First, you're like, Sagittarius, I don't know anything about it. I don't know anyone who's a Sagittarius. And then
I know I keep saying I don't know them.
And then you're like, I like Sagittarius, but I don't know any. And now it's evolved into a sexual attraction. All right.
I just like maybe think I'm supposed to like get with a Sag. I've never been romantically affiliated with a Sagittarius, really. And I like it's something I'd like to explore. If you're a Sagittarian who thinks you stand a chance, let me know.
We'll talk off air about Sagittariuses that we both know that I perhaps was involved with. We'll talk later.
We'll talk about Sagittarians. I'll tell you about, listen, I just feel like a Sagittarian could be my soulmate.
Hey.
Okay, here we go. Let's talk about you. February will be the month in which you prove a few things to everybody, okay? Mm. So first of all, you're going to show your professional position. This is a time that you know you're going to establish yourself at work. Perhaps if you've maybe been feeling like on shakier ground, or it's just kind of one of those moments where you haven't shown in a while and you're perhaps doubting things of your professional performance just because there hasn't even been any noise.
Mm.
Now is a time to like assert yourself and really settle in. It's going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to prove that nothing is able to dissuade you from your previous established plan.
Ooh.
Okay? You are not one to throw words into the wind, and you don't make promises that you can't keep. And that is true professionally this month. So listen, cash the checks that your mouth is writing. Now is the time. One of your many talents will also come to light right now, which I love for you. What's more is that people in your kind of general vicinity are going to be really sympathetic to this or really interested. Whatever's going on, it's going to be something that is going to put a little bit of a spotlight on you for good reasons. And people are going to be engaged and curious about what's going on. So don't waste this opportunity. High key, underline that, okay? And try your best to do everything possible to really develop whatever idea, project, passion, or, you know, further grow the attention or community that's grown out of whatever you're putting out there right now, because now is a time that people are thirsty for what you've got to give. So do it. Okay. In terms of your health this month, sweet Sagges, take care of yourself. Okay. In the third week of the month, your susceptibility to perhaps an infection, some kind of illness, whatever, it's going to increase because you might be a little weakened, a little tired from all this hustling of trying to cultivate all these things you're kind of calling to action. So truly the best remedy for this, whether it's like a cold or any other associated
decline. Or that mysterious flu that's maybe coming our way. I don't want to speak that into existence.
We can't talk about the flu. Whatever you do, whenever the opportunity arises, rest. Okay? Don't beat yourself up on this. I don't really know if that's a problem for you. It's a problem for me, but I just want to give you permission.
Yeah.
It's okay to be still. It's okay to take a beat. It is okay to spend the night in. It is okay to spend Saturday maybe having a couple naps and having a little self-care. Okay?
Yeah, we don't need that pitter-patter of your hooves all the time.
Oh, we don't. And we need you to, you know, we need you to bless yourselves, okay? So take care of yourselves because things are coming up, roses, as long as you don't let your own health go to the wayside, okay? In the middle of February, you might let your second half feel that you're, you know, really in deeper than perhaps you guys have explored before if you're coupled off, sweet Sagges, okay? So if you've been with somebody for a little bit and it's like maybe the time to take something to the next level, you might really be like in a place that you're like ready to express love and really convey how much you care about the person you've been with, which is very sweet.
That's nice.
Listen, this is going to be extremely important. And as long as your relationship is kind of pivoting in this way, you're going to feel good. Now, if you're a paired Sag who's felt like things were a little rocky, perhaps maybe when you argued or you personally were feeling a little less sure of yourself, now's the time to get back on steady footing, okay? This is a good time for that. And if you are a lonely or single Sag, in the middle of the month, you also have a chance to meet someone who has really similar interests as you, perhaps even a similar personality. And you are going to kind of feel like you're just, whatever you're putting out, you guys are broadcasting on the same kind of wavelength.
Nice.
So be open to that. Perhaps it's stemming out of this kind of exciting passion that you're throwing out that other people are interested in.
Yeah, and good there love might be somebody, vibes generally seems right. Like, no matter where who you are, where you're at.
Whatever you're doing, somebody whoever is like doing, thriving yes. with you. Yeah, whatever you're doing, whoever you're doing, we're rooting for you, sweet Sagges. Don't doubt yourself. Now is the time to shine, both professionally and in your love life. So own it. Own it. Jamie, before we talk about who's having the worst and the best month ever, who are we talking about next?
The last non-notable month, I suppose.
The last, like, non-superlative, we shall say, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's having a notable month.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got a couple superlatives to give out. One of them you want, one of them you don't. One of you is waiting on pins and needles as we speak. Go.
So Pisces, welcome to almost your season. It is coming up near the end of the month. So for February, creativity and brilliance, as well as innate intuition, will help you get out of many everyday matters, especially those related to finance. So you'll be the slippery little fish that you are. You'll be able to wriggle out of most of your issues this month. So fucking congratulations on that.
I mean, that's great. Good for you.
I know. I want that skill at all times. Out of wriggle out of everything. Anyway, so you may have a financial opportunity in front of you. If you do, take it. I don't know. Maybe you're waiting to hear back about a loan or starting a business. Those could be the same thing. I don't know. If your intuition says that it's a good idea, do it. So that's going to be really key this month. You're very intuitive. It's a planetarily intuitive time. So really listen to yourself. If you think that you're making a strong business choice, you probably are. I know. Amazing. Pisces, creativity also will be thriving. things with family and friends will be chill. Not bad, but just like you're probably not going to be doing that much socially this month. Okay. You probably won't care that much, but just like not really a noteworthy social or family or love month, really. But you'll feel...
That's okay.
It's fine. It's fine. Your emotions sometimes will be good, though.
Well, I was going to say, like, sometimes it's, like, the month for us to be, like, hustling on other shit that is not our interpersonal stuff. Maybe it's, like, our just straight-up internal or, like, our work life or whatever. And I like it.
Absolutely.
I like a clear cut.
Me too.
Sometimes I don't know what to focus on, and then I'm crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like the Pisces maybe have, like, a financial thing that's happening this month. So maybe, like, they'll really have time to, like, reflect and, like, center themselves or whatever and make the right decision. The only little wrench in the system, though, is going to be that there's maybe going to be a little illness on the horizon, specifically a sinus or respiratory issue that won't quit. So it is wintertime. I understand the ongoing cough. Yeah, just take care of yourself. Lots of liquids. Maybe go to the doctor. I don't always support that. Sometimes you're just paying.
Maybe pair up with a Sagittarian that's also resting.
Yeah, yeah. You guys can just like
y'all have
reflect
like a platonic
together.
Or sexual. Do your own thing. Netflix and chill. Like, but you know, you might need. I want you to have the chill part of it in like the actual sense of the word because you both need to take care of yourselves.
Yes, you do. You do. So that's mm-hmm. Pisces, and now we have to pivot into the best and worst month.
Ugh. Well, I don't feel like I've even given out one of these in like a minute. Last time, I think you gave both.
I did have both.
I don't even know when the last time I did this was, but I'm. So sorry. I'm here to report the worst month ever. And one of you is worried that you're having the worst month ever again. And to you who's listening, you're not. I'm sorry. Capricorns, you are having the worst month ever this February. Okay. Mm. Prepare for just like a pretty nervous atmosphere at home and at work. And it's mainly going to be related to your increasing duties in both places, okay?
Sounds right.
You might react irritably to a new situation, so if you get the opportunity to relax, like, you should do that. Mm. Maybe also pair up with a Sag, like, chill out, because you need a little bit of blissful rest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The amount of duties at work you have right now are like maybe about to be so big that you're going to be feeling a little overwhelmed.
Oh,
honest.
I'm thinking about my Cap coworkers and I know what's going to happen because I was already worried about it before you even said this because of some changes that are afoot. So go ahead.
Well, I want to give them a little bit of light at the tunnel, though. Okay. Because these activities, nevertheless, are going to pay off.
Mm.
So like you might be feeling pretty overwhelmed, but like it's going to be worth it. Ultimately.
Accolades
it just might
are
be tough
coming.
This month.
Yes.
Yeah. So show the readiness to take on the greater responsibilities, you know, whatever they are, head on, especially around the end of the month, okay? You're going to be okay. It is going to pay off. It just might suck for a little bit, and that's honest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You, after kind of taking on these, you're going to have the opportunity to potentially make quite a big impression on some people whose goal will be to push you forward in the direction of successes and promotions.
Oh.
So don't take this opportunity for granted, okay? Mm-hmm. This is a time that while you might feel a little overwhelmed, people are cheering for you, even if you don't know that they are, because oftentimes we don't.
Oh.
And it's going to be good. It's going to be good. If you can do this, you're going to make a good impression on people. So on that, it's okay. It's not all doom and gloom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the month, maybe around the 16th, you might be intrigued by somebody who I would say has what we could regard as extensive power.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. What does that even mean?
Who's that? Listen, this person could give you the answers to a lot of questions that have been bothering you, okay?
Hmm. Maybe they have
maybe
a really
been bothering
good
you for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, could be a great therapist. We can't know. But listen, in February, ambitions are going to come to the forefront. And that's going to be how you decide the course of events. So the rate at which everything will go away and like things will kind of smooth out, that's high. Listen, but realize that material values are not the most important thing in your life. And so if you're losing some things this go around, it's going to be okay. Again, like... We might lose some things we were banking on, sweet Capricorns. Mm. Just know that it's not the most important thing.
And you're a hard worker. People see that.
That's true. You Caps are hustlers. Listen, this is a time to really ensure that your spiritual values and your own ideals are your first priority, okay? So organize your world. Clean up your feelings, your thoughts, and decide what you personally need the most and prioritize it that way. Because you might be feeling a little overwhelmed. You might be feeling a little disappointed, but you're going to get through this.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're a Capricorn and an Enneagram 2. Like the Capricorn in my mind, Karen, I'm looking at you. Capricorn 2, you got to take this shit seriously. Go ahead.
It's real. Listen, there might be, sweet Cap, a person who's either a fellow Cap or a Gemini like myself, who might be somebody who's already very close to your heart. This relationship might, you know, turn to be like a long-term thing and like a love lane. And maybe it's like taken on a completely different meaning, or maybe this is a new like acquaintance, you know, or you've kind of had a new experience with the person that you've really enjoyed for a long time. And be open to that, because that's going to potentially be a little bit of like a fun thing in your month. But like, don't get overwhelmed. And just remember what your values are, what your ideals are, and prioritize accordingly, because a lot is going on and some of it's going to be tough. But again, remember what I said before, it's going to pay off. Mm-hmm. Okay?
You'll be okay.
Jamie, who is having the best month ever? We owe some people some retribution and it's about to happen live.
We do. And you alluded to it before. If this is you, I'm sure you already know. Taurus, cue the applause. Congratulations.
Hey, cue the applause.
Congratulations, Taurines, however we say. You had a really, really rough January, guys. Your coworkers were a shit show. Everybody was getting in your way. People were being obstinate for seemingly no reason, seemingly. But
gross.
Thank God, Aquarius season is turning this shit around for you guys. So, February, Taurines, that's what I'm going to call you guys, Taurines, will be charming and graceful this month, which will attract many potential lovers, new friends, and acquaintances. Everybody. Leos and Aquarians will be the most notable of these new friend or relationships. So I guess Taurus is maybe looking for some arrogant love if they want a Leo or Aquarius, but that's neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there, yeah.
One of these relationships could lead to a long-term or permanent partnership, so that's a big deal.
Oh, Taurians. Okay.
Your remarkable attractiveness will increase more in the second week of the month. You've got a little extra swagger, a little extra glow. Maybe you're having your ovulation glow day, if you know what that is. Or maybe you're...
We can't know if you are, but I hope you are.
I hope you are. Or maybe you're just extra feeling yourself, but people will be noticing. This may even escalate, and this is the only negative thing I really have to say for your month, is that this insane attractiveness you will experience may escalate to the point of a problematic admirer. So just be aware of that.
Yeah, be aware of a weirdo. But like, listen, you Taurians, however we're calling you, Tauri, whatever, Taurines. I can't know. I mean, I could know, but I don't know. Here's the thing. You're fabulous. You're also fucking strong-willed. So if someone's a creep, just fucking kick them to the curb, but it's your nature anyway. You're good.
Yes. Yes. Also, your health, which has been a little bit of a struggle, will be decent this month. Not amazing.
Oh, good.
But, like, nothing notable. No, like, illness. And honestly, you're in too good of a mood to be sick. Follow your intuition this month. You may find answers to long-burning questions, which I'm very jealous of. That sounds great.
Listen, Taurians, get laid, get paid. Okay.
Answer all your questions. So congratulations on having the best month this month. I'm not going to say best month ever, because what does that mean? But yeah, I'm so happy that you guys are on top finally.
You did. Come on, Taurians.
Yeah. Anyway, that's February. I think it'll be a good time. Seems like we can all relax into our thoughts and our feelings a little bit, slow down. I don't know. It's freezing.
Get some love, get some creativity.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. And if you want to shout out to us about our predictions about Iran and everything that hit the fan, you can let us know.
Or tell us how right.
Tell us what you think's happening. Oh, tell us how right we are. I mean, you can.
About your personal horoscope. I don't know.
Or how wrong we are. Listen,
that's fine.
We're open
too.
To feedback.
Yep.
Everything's
super
fine,
open.
But we do like an ego stroke. Yeah. It's fine. It's all fine. As always, you can do that on the internet. And you can find us via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod. And you can find us on Twitter at WAYLTTweets. And good night, good morning. We'll see you for an episode on Tuesday. And we'll see you for a horoscope next month.
Yes.
Toodles.
Goodbye.